Good morning.
Good morning. I've just been reading, I think it's Mark Carlyle on Twitter, said he heard about Once a Desert at Chester Cathedral on this show last week.
Yes, yeah, I was speaking to him last night, and I think we were both absolutely blown away by this event at the cathedral. Once a Desert, you know, last week I got it confused with Once a Dessert, and I still keep doing that in my head, I think, but, we do get a lot of people saying there's no culture here. Well, I saw this last night, and it was amazing. So, the promotional pictures that are issued prior to the event, they don't really do it justice.
Don't they? Because they look amazing, I think.
We didn't know what to expect, where it was going to be in the cathedral. Would it be all around the cathedral? Is it just in one area? So, this is on tonight, and it's on Saturday night as well, till 10 o'clock, so we've got plenty of time to see it. As soon as it gets dark, obviously, so it's going to be about 6:30, I think, 7, that it actually starts, and it takes place in the nave of the cathedral, and it's a 20-minute loop, so you've got, so you can stay and watch it as many times as you want, and it is, as always, free to get in, into the cathedral, or they do welcome donations. And it's, again, you will have seen some images, but I'll try and describe it the best that I can. It's a projection of, images and video onto a large, it just looks like a cloth screen, I guess, in the nave of the cathedral. So everyone sits and looks at this massive projection. Quite how they do it, I do not know. It's very high tech. So on that cloth, you'll see images of the cathedral based on sort of 3D scans that they've taken. And you'll see fire, you'll see water effects. The water is particularly effective. It's very, very, I can't even describe the way that it'll make people feel. It's just very, very clever. And then there's light effects, sound effects, and all really, really atmospheric because of the surroundings that it's in inside that historic cathedral.
Always great in there, isn't it?
Yeah, so the people that were watching it last night, it was a great response. It's by the artist Heinrich and Palmer. And if you went to London or somewhere like that, it'd probably cost you £10 to see it. It's that high quality, and people in the past used to use the phrase world class to describe our bus station, for example, and the theatre, except I think it was Mike Jones who used to use that phrase.
Quite a lot.
This is world class art, I would say, and it's here in Chester, but only for a short time, so it's on, tonight till 10 o'clock and Saturday till 10 o'clock. So again, we've had talk about the nighttime economy lately, and this is one of the things that hopefully we're going to see more of, and again, using the cathedral as a fantastic backdrop, really.
Yeah.
It's just a perfect match for the art and its location.
And it's... Just going to say, a great opportunity, sort of jump on a bus or whatever, go into town, enjoy this, have a couple of drinks, maybe a meal, head home. Great night out, either tonight or Saturday.
Yes, it is. And as we've seen in the past as well, you know, the cathedral's record with art, many of the ones we've seen in recent years, the Knife Angel, remember that one? And, of course, the Ark exhibition of animal sculptures that everyone loved or hated.
Oh, yes, I remember that one.
Yeah, I mean, one little tip. You can watch it from the nave at the front. If you also go down the back of the screen, you can watch it from behind and you get a different experience. And I would say that's well worth doing as well. Although it is very dark in the cathedral, so you might need to put the torch on your phone to get down the darkened cloisters.
Oh, great. Well, you've really piqued our interest. So yeah. Tonight or Saturday night before 10, down at the cathedral.
And, as I say, it has been promoted locally, and we did our blog quite a while ago, so hopefully people will be aware of this one. This will get people going out as well. The cathedral have done a lot of promotion for it.
Nice one.
But this gets a 10 out of 10 for me. I think it's absolutely amazing.
Okay, well,
and it's something that just sort of appeared on the radar.
Yeah.
And it's really superb.
Well, I'll be going at the weekend, and I'll let you know on Monday morning. I'm sure it's going to be pretty incredible. But there's loads of other stuff going on, including the next Cars and Coffee meet, which is Sunday morning.
Yeah, this Sunday, 9 to 12 at Cheshire Lakes, which is, if you've not heard of this event, it's a social meet-up for the car community, community-run event that began 7 years ago. And now it attracts up to 700 people a time. So, done a really good job in building this event up from the ground. It's a free event, but you do have to register for a ticket, just so that you go in. There's plenty of local business partners there, stalls, etc. And this time they're doing a partnership with Share. You will have a tent and volunteers, on site to promote their work, particularly the work they're doing with, refugees at the minute, very sadly. And this event takes place on the second Sunday of every month.
So that's this Sunday. Chester yes. Lakes is the venue. Tell us about this Lonely Arts Club, obviously a play on words there.
Yeah, a new event, just been launched, taking place at the Watergate Street Gallery this Saturday the 12th of March, and it's a chance for Chester creatives to meet up and learn about what's going on in the art world. So this week, there's going to be a chat with photographer Casey Orr and visual artist Tim Fox, and I say Watergate Street Gallery, there's some details on my blog. Hang on, what time is it? Oh, I think it's 5 o'clock. Let me just check for you.
This Saturday.
It's this Saturday, it starts at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
The Watergate Street Gallery there.
Hop from there over to the cathedral for the Once a Desert later on.
Exactly, yes. So next up at the Little Theatre, we spoke about their production last week. This is only on for one night, and that's this Saturday night, and it's Bet and Joan, which is about the rivalry between Bette Davis and Joan Crawford in 1960s Hollywood. So that's on this Saturday, I say, only one night, so chance to see that show.
And Tip Top, what are they up to?
Yeah, next week, 16th to 19th, not next week, sorry. Is it the 19th of March next week?
It is next Saturday.
The 16th to the 19th of March, and yeah, next week. This is at Theatre Clwyd. So, sure, it's been another hit from Tip Top Productions. This is their version of the one of the long-running West End shows. I'm sure we've all seen it. There was recently an awful film version. So this is their return to full musical productions after the open-air concert phase staged last year during the dark times that we all went through. The details are on tiptopproductions.co.uk for tickets. I say that's at Theatre Clwyd, but they are coming to Storyhouse for the first time ever in the summer.
And just finally, before we finish, we've got a little bit of a retail update, because there's been quite a few changes, isn't there, recently,
yeah,
to shops and stores, and obviously the market, some staying, moving over to the new market, others moving away from the market into town.
First one, very sad, Build-A-Bear, very disappointed to hear this was closing. I don't personally use the business, but seems to have upset a lot of people, very popular with families. So this is their shop in the Grosvenor Shopping Centre. And that's closing on March the 20th, apparently, which...
Really? I'm surprised.
Yeah.
It always seems so busy in there.
Yes, that's exactly what I've been saying, and other people have been commenting on as well. Mm. But they have recently closed the store at Chester Oaks. So I guess this is part of a national trend. Possibly won't be having as many, store shops anymore. They have...
So
I think Liverpool's going to be the nearest one. And the Warrington one is also closing. So that is a loss. But, and it's also, you know, very popular with families. But on the flip side, there's another new business coming to Watergate Street, which seems to be absolutely thriving at the minute. And this is Geek Retreat. And this is a gaming cafe slash shop for the geek, members of the geek community.
Oh. we
so,
all know
you
one.
Know, yeah, sci-fi, you know, comics, any stuff like that. And that is opening. Do we know when that's opening? I don't know if I have the date yet. They're expanding across the UK and have recently opened a shop in Liverpool. So I think it's early April that one's going
to
be open.
Not
so
long to wait. Whereabouts on Watergate Street?
Former Betfred. So the old bookies there.
Got you. Okay.
But as I say, lots going on in that particular street. I think the God's Providence House, you know that one?
Yes, I do, of course.
Formerly Barrister's, I think an application's gone into that to turn it into a trendy gin bar.
Well, that's just what we need.
And we always need more of them. Yeah.
Absolutely we do. Great to talk to you, Tony, thank you. We'll catch up on the very latest musings at thechesterblog.com, of course, and have you on the radio again next Thursday.